I said one rhyme one time just because I started listening to stuff and I showed it to somebody. And then they were like, yo, that's hot. Then after that, I never stopped. I used to write on my closet door. I used to close my door so my mother wouldn't see. And I used to open up my closet and write on the inside. You know what? No, it didn't even start like that, Rick. It was never something that I just said, all right, I'm going to start doing this. It just became a part of what I was. So I couldn't stop doing it because it's a part of what I was.
Like breathing just came naturally.
Pretty much being a child, a single child, and trying to do everything myself. It was my gym as a kid. A punchline artist with the following the Lord Finesse and the other artists like that. That's how it originally started, but once everything really kicked off, like, it was already set in that I was alone. I was alone in life. I was already established as, besides a lyricist, as an angry person inside. That's why people don't even understand the importance of Amboy's foundation of hip-hop. I did shows with Third Base, Dice and Smoke, Special Ed, Gangstar, just right out here in Caribbean Hall. People don't get that. Like, everybody just walks around here like there's no real hip-hop here. And there's so much here. That's how my foundation started. So if you couldn't perform, if you couldn't have something new, then you wouldn't be invited back the next week.
The whole crowd yelling, go white boy, go white boy.